My name is Derek Clements and I'm 82 years of age and I'm a very proud liver in Manchester. One of the great things that Manchester was famous for, apart from London, was the jazz content of the city, and it had many, many famous jazz clubs throughout all the years. The most prominent one was called the Club 43, which had several venues. The reasons for movement was either the police, gangsters, or the buildings fell down. Nevertheless, Club 43 carried on for many, many years and hosted some of the great musical stars from Dizzy Gillespie, Oscar Peterson, Archie Shepp, my God, mad jazz that was, Tubby Hayes, and of course, dear, wonderful Ronnie Scott, our great hero. I value him as a lifetime friend, and I believe that I have one of only of the three letters that he ever wrote. And he graciously made me a lifetime member of the club. But when Ronnie went, the membership went. Coming back to Manchester, we had so many wonderful visitors. But in fact, Ronnie Scott broke the ban with the American musicians and the English musicians and sneaked the great Zoot Sims into a coffee bar in Manchester in 1961. That opened the floodgates, and from that time onwards, we saw the very best that we could possibly see. And the people that ran the 43 Club were host to most of them. And it was a magical, wonderful period. Now then, there's an interesting book has just been written by an old schoolmaster called Bill Birch, and he calls it The Keeper of the Flame. It's on sale, but it contains 400 pages of the most intimate news and personalities and happenings in Manchester in the period between 1946 and 1972. The dialogue and the information is absolutely amazing, and I'm glad to say I'm one of the contributors, and it's a work of art, and Bill Birch should be congratulated for writing this Keeper of the Flame. It is a landmark in the history of jazz in the Northwest in those wonderful years before those other people came and took it all away from us, indeed.